الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تلك الدار الآخرة نجعلها للذين لا يريدون علوا في الأرض ولا فسادا والعاقبة للمتقين. Just a muzakra to remind ourselves, we are all aware of it, but a reminder is always beneficial, that Allah has blessed us all with two lives, one life of this dunya and the life of the akhirat. These are two lives which each one of us is going to go through. We are living in this worldly life, and we all have to die, and then we have to go into the akhirat. So we should consider, we know about it, but refresh it in our minds, that this worldly life is extremely short. 60, 70 years, it seems to be a long time. But at the time of more towards the end, while a person is still living properly in his senses, then he realizes the 60, 70 years, even 100 years was nothing. It just came and it went. Like walking in from the front door of the house and walking out from the back door. We just passed through a very, very, very short life. And the life of the akhirat is an eternal life. We usually say, we talk about it, but if we have to ponder, meditate, that how long that life is, it will never ever come to an end. The life of the akhirat is forever and ever. To make us understand, ulama have given beautiful many examples. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah ali says that if we think that from the ground right till the sky, this whole place is filled with bird seed, small little seed, and one bird comes in a million years and takes one seed and goes away. How long will it take to finish all the seeds? But even more longer than that is akhirat. In other words, Allah make me, this is muzakra for all of us, to understand that the life of the akhirat is forever and ever. And this dunya's life is very, very short. Some of us don't even live till 60, till 50, but it's average life between 60 and 70, but the real life, the eternal life is the akhirat. Then this dunya's life is not our object at all. This dunya, real, our object is tilka darul akhirah, the life of the akhirah. Allah says, naj'aluha, we have made that life of the akhirah. And that life of enjoyment in jannah, pleasure, lilladhina la yuriduna uluwan fil ardi wala fasada. Those who don't want pride, they want to be like big people, name, fame, etc. And those who don't cause fasad, who cause all gunas, immorality, all evil sins, following the ways of the people who dislike Allah, who haven't got iman in akhirat, following in their ways, all that. Well, aqibatu til muttaqin. And the final result is for the muttaqin. So we should not worry of immediate things. Many times we think our deen is to give us a pleasant life. That is part of it. But that's not the object of deen. Deen is for akhirat. That is for the akhirat. So dunya's life is not for itself. This is not the object. We mustn't make this dunya our object. Akhirat is our object. And that is what we have to keep in mind all the time. The other thing is, this dunya's life is a life of tests and trials, examinations. That is what dunya's life is. Dunya's life, dunya darul amal, is the place of making amal. And here, the results are not here. Sometimes Allah gives the results here, but the results are not for this dunya. Results are for akhirat. And the akhirat is the place of jaza, of reward, not the place of amal. Can't think that we'll go and make amal there in akhirat. This is the place of amal. And the place of reward is the akhirat. So we have to understand that this dunya's life And the enjoyment of this dunya's life also is not what normally we will think, living in beautiful mansions and all this what we call this worldly life. But the enjoyment of this dunya's life is enjoyment in ibadah, enjoyment in ta'alluq with Allah, enjoyment of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's our Rasul. Every sunnah we enjoy, and it gives us pleasure to follow every sunnah, every aspect of deen, that pleasure what a person gets in making the zikr, Allah, Allah, ichi shirinas naam, taking the name of Allah, the sweetest naam, Allah, Allah, kaisa piyara naam hai, what a wonderful and lovable name. This enjoyment when a person starts getting, that is what is the object. Not having luxurious things of this dunya, though Allah gave that to Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Sulaiman alayhi salam, Dawood alayhi salam, but that also it wasn't their object. They had it, but it wasn't their object. Neither is poverty our object, neither is riches and luxury our object. Object is the akhirah. So this dunya, we have to understand, is a place of test and trial, and results will be in the akhirah. This dunya, a dunya mazra'atul akhirah. Dunya is a farm, is a tillage for akhirah. When you are working on your farm, then all hard work, you have to plow the land, you have to plant your seeds, you have to put fertilizer, you have to look after your crops, and to take the harvest is not in this dunya. The harvest will be in the akhirat. Yeh is hard work. And the result and the harvest, the fruit of it will be in akhirat. Unfortunately, we all today, who we regard ourselves as dindar, that we have got deen, we want the crop also here. We want the harvest. If Allah gives many hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that was what Allah gave you mu'ajjal, He gave you quickly in this dunya. Whereas actually everything, the results are for the akhirat. This dunya is a tillage, is a farm for the akhirat. And here is hard work all the time. So akhirat is our object. We must not forget our akhirat. Allah is our object. Our nafs is not our object to make ourselves happy. Society is not our object to make people happy, to make everyone happy around us. Allah we have to make happy. And Allah gave us the Mubarak tariqah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to follow, in which Allah becomes extremely happy. And we follow the sunnah because we get pleasure in sunnah. And we follow sunnah to please Allah Ta'ala. So this dunya's life is not a life for us yet. That enjoyment will be in Jannah, where a person will get whatever he wants. There won't be no work whatsoever, nothing whatsoever, just enjoyment there. Eating, sleeping you want to, whatever enjoyment will be there. But we are looking for it here in this dunya. And this dunya is not the place for it. So Allah put it in our heart that dunya is not our object of life. It's a short life. It is not a place to get the result. All that is in the akhirah. And akhirat must be our object of life. Dunya is not our object of life. Akhirat is our object. Our nafs is not our object. Allah is our object. Allah put that reality into us and let us understand that. If we understand that, ahwal and conditions of this dunya won't really have effect on us. We won't worry. Akhirat is our main thing. We think of akhirat. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq. And let us prepare for that eternal life of the akhirah. Wa akhiru da'wana.